I want to say in the beginning here, this is somewhat of a new experience. Vera was a bit mixed feelings if she wanted to take this upon herself or not. And it came right down to the wire 2 minutes before the service started. She finally decided, yeah, maybe she'll go for it. And for myself, too, I found out over the years, preached many times, but when you're in front of a new people in a new church, it's just something, again, that sort of makes you quake a little bit. It's just something new. So we beg your forbearance with us this morning, and we do this in the name of the Lord.
Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I rejoice this morning to be part of the family of God and that you are brothers and sisters in the Lord. I praise God for the work of the cross, that God loved me enough to send Jesus to die for me. To shed his blood for me is truly amazing when you consider how unworthy we are. And that's where my walk with the Lord began, at the cross. Since then, we have been at different crossroads in our life where we had to choose and discern God's will. And God has always been faithful. When it came time to move in his will, the Lord had done a work in Clarence's heart and in my heart, and we were agreed in what the Lord wanted us to do. To me, this has been a confirmation of the Lord's will in our decisions. The first major crossroad was when we left the Markham Church and went to Christ's Assembly. God gave us such a peace and a knowing in his will that to this day I have no doubt our decision at that time. Those 30 plus years formed us in who we are today. I have no regrets. It was a time of learning biblical truths that we might not have learnt otherwise. Baptism was one of them. I was buried with him in baptism in our creek. And to do God's will is always a joy. I often thought of Moses. God took him to the wilderness for 40 years, and he came out of that a different man. They were not wasted years. And when the time came when we needed to make another change, we felt God's leading again. It wasn't an easy move, but God always gives sufficient grace. It has been a blessing and a joy as I'm getting to know you, and I've found I have more connections in this congregation than what I realized. God has a plan for each of us, a plan for good and for growth. For me, part of that plan has been a cancer diagnosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma follicular. I know when he allowed this into my life, he had a purpose in it. Though I might never understand it, I'm not in a place where I feel I need to understand, but to trust God that he will fulfill it. One of my favorite verses in this time that I've pondered is Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. To me, it seems to say to me, be still, my child, and know this, I am God. I am all-powerful. I can do anything. I am everything that you need. Everything that is good. You needn't fret. I am with you. Be still. Although we all carry the death sentence over us, I have found death became more of a reality. The first time we stood in front of those big doors at the cancer center, the first time they put a needle in my vein and dripped those drugs into me, it became real, a journey I have to go through. I can't avoid it. But God has been faithful and very good to me. He has given me a peace which passes all understanding. My doctor doesn't talk of healing, but of remission. If the Lord sees fit to heal me, I will praise him. But that isn't my greatest concern. I know he has a plan and a purpose in this experience for me, and I pray that that will be fulfilled and his will be done. Grace is given according to the measure of the gift of Christ Jesus, for which we are called to do. I'm especially thankful to God for Clarence for walking with me, going to all my appointments with me, I can't say what that has meant to me. So if you pray for me, pray for His Holy Spirit to walk in, to work in me and through me. Philippians 1:6 is being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If I was to put in a nutshell what I believe, it would be Ephesians 4:4-6. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
For myself, I guess, to try to put 40 years of, bring a perspective of 40 years of a life with the Lord in a short time is impossible. Covered a lot of ground, a lot of details that are really have no perspective for today. But there's one point I never forget. Sticks out in my mind every time I think of it. It's very fresh, though it happened probably close to 40 years ago. We'd been married for a number of years. I was not a Christian. I knew I wasn't a Christian. I didn't hide behind anything else. I testified not to be a Christian. But I had an attitude problem, and that attitude was that once I'm good and ready, I'll become a Christian. I'll do it my way. I'll do it in my time. I'll do it in my terms. God had to kick me down to straighten me out in that thinking. And that time came one morning. Out in the old barn, I laid down across the old tongue of the old thrashing machine. Gave my heart to the Lord. And I asked Him for something at that point that, looking back, I wonder sometimes if I would do it again, though I'm really glad I did. I had a real hang-up with what I considered hypocrisy in the church that we were in. Bugged me to no end. But when I finally did come broken before the Lord, I asked Him, Lord, I don't want a half-baked Christianity. I want to go all the way. I want to have the whole of it. Use the term, I want the whole nine yards. He's had to remind me that of that a few times down through the 40 years when the valleys were deep, the times were tough, the fire was hot. But I'm glad He did. And I can say, as Vera said too, He's been very faithful. And I would really not change one day of it at all. Because it's been a time of molding, it's been a time of creating. And God is still God, and the Lord is still on the throne in my heart, and I thank Him for that. We want to also thank you as a congregation here that when the time came for us to make a move again, for accepting us, the hospitality, the warmth, the love has been amazing, been very, very meaningful to us. When you come out from trying times, and it's been great. Very great. Thank you very much for it. Our desire is just simply to be used of God, to walk with God. And so for this time in our life, our desire is to be in full fellowship with the group here. And for whatever that leads us or brings us to, we rest that in God's hands. And thank you for that.